Hey guys, Andrew Kang here. Before you start listening to the episode, I have a couple things to say about it. We had a lot of mic problems, such as the guest mic going out randomly and dropped calls and all that crap. So please forgive us for all those mistakes, and next week we'll have a better episode for you, hopefully without all those mistakes. Anyway, enjoy episode 8. Welcome to episode 8 of the CubeCast podcast. My name is Andrew King, like always, and I'm joined, like always, by my co-host Tom Barlow. Tom, what's going on, man?
Hello. I'm sober this time, so it should be a good show.
Yeah, dude. I'm so like, I was mad at you, dude.
It wasn't really my fault.
What are you talking about? You're the one that's wasted when we're supposed to be recording, dude.
I can't explain myself away.
Yeah, we usually release the episode for all you listeners on Sunday, but he was number one an hour and a half late, so we were just sitting there, Waffle and I, doing nothing, and when he comes on, he's like, oh, I'm drunk, I can't do the show.
Yeah, so I tried to let you know. Maybe I should have actually...
You know my email, you can send me a tell message on the, IRC, but
yeah,
you...
Yeah. I told you, but it got kind of late and stuff. Whatever, it's done. We're doing it now. It's cool.
All right, I forgive you, but just this time you're running out of strikes here. You know, from last episode 7, yeah, with Stefan. Yeah. You know, we were talking about the U.S. Championship sitting or standing. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, that poll really took off.
Yeah, I know. Like, it got kind of heated as well. And in detail, I was surprised at how much people were, like...
People were, like, comparing techniques and, like...
Yeah, you guys are weird.
Like, everybody was surprised that, like, hey, there's another way to wipe your butt.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, it happens every time someone finds out about it, it seems like... Everyone thinks there's only one way to do it, but it's the kind of thing that you don't really do with other people, so, I don't know.
Well, not everybody, but, you know.
I don't want to hear what you get up to, man.
Anyway, it's been a while since we've done the last show, so we're just trying to get back into things, so I don't know. It turned out to be like 60% people did it sitting, so I guess the sitting people, we win, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm
surprised,
because at one point it was like even.
It was pretty even, but I think people were just screwing around and actually did it to make it even.
Yeah.
But I think it just evened out, so it's like 60%, 40% now.
Oh, you guys are freaks.
What the crap? We're the majority here, so you're the freaks, you're the minority.
Not necessarily, you've only got a small sample size.
It's like a couple hundred, right? Or 100 people?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
That's smart enough. Anyway, the puzzler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. didn't, like, you made it Googleable, so you could just Google it to win.
Yeah, let's see. Let's read out the puzzler. Yeah, because I got it from another podcast or show, Car Talk, if you guys know what that is. And every show they do the puzzler, so I pretty much ripped it from them.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of copy and pasted this word for word. I kind of did it intentionally, but I didn't really think so many people were going to Google it. But anyway, it was this guy buying stuff, and it came up. The bill came out to be $13.59. He paid what, a 50, and the change was obviously let's do some math. $36.41.
I guess.
What's going on?
I wasn't paying attention.
Anyway, the answer to the puzzler is what was cool about the change that the two guys noticed. And The answer is obviously that since it's a U.S. cash register, it's one of each bill and coin, I guess, under $50. So it was 120, 110, 1511, and then a quarter, dime, nickel, penny. So it's one of each thing in the cash register, and that's what the answer was. Kind of neat, eh?
Yeah, I had no idea, because like, I was trying to think for ages when you first told me. But I wouldn't have got it in the end anyway, I don't think, because it was so American-centric.
What are you talking about? Isn't that really, like...
We don't have quarters in anywhere else, I don't think.
Hmm. Well, I gave away the hint that it was with U.S. currency, so...
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Googleable, so if you couldn't think of that, you know... Anyway, the winner this week, what we did was get all the correct answers together, randomly chose one. I assigned each correct email a number. And basically, I went to a website and put it into a random number generator. And from that, we got Joel Branham.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does he win anything?
Yeah, he wins our first prize. Our first prize is going to be our CubeCast t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And the second one, this next puzzler is going to be something neat that we, the Lubik's Cubes. And I worked out since Lubik's Cube is gonna, we're working on doing some kind of sponsorship deal so we can promote each other. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh yeah, it sounds good. Like, I've not really heard anything more from you about this, so has it like come along much further since we last spoke about it?
Yeah. Basically what we're gonna do is he's gonna donate some stuff that we can use as you know, things for puzzler prizes, and it's gonna be really cool. And,
nice.
Yeah, maybe some cubes, some lube, t-shirts, you know, things like that. It's going to be really awesome. Yeah. But, yeah, congrats to Joel Branham.
Where's he from?
Alabama.
Oh, okay.
You know
so
where
probably
that is?
Joel. Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay.
Somewhere in America.
It's west of Georgia, but, yeah. Okay.
Is it kind of north? Ish.
You don't know where Georgia is?
No. My geography is not great. Not even
south,
in
England. Southeast.
Okay.
States. It's like right, it's touching Texas. I mean, not
Oh
Texas,
yeah,
Florida.
Surely, because it's in like the, isn't it called the Bible Belt or whatever?
Oh,
In the south?
I don't know what the Bible Belt is.
Mm. You call yourself an American. Well, actually, no, you don't. You call yourself Korean.
I'm actually, technically speaking, I am American since 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was naturalized. Anyway, it's boring as crap. Anyway, new world records. Felix Zendovs competed in the Asian Championship.
Yeah. Yeah, he set the 2x2x2 record, which is surprising. But the average of 2.31. Have you seen the video of it?
I thought it was 2.34 average.
Oh yeah, 2.34.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen the video? He gets like two sub twos.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, and he gets like a counting 3.0 something.
I don't know. I didn't know Felix was good at a 2x2.
Yeah, he just uses, actually, I think he used some Ortega for some of the solves, but he just learned CLL.
Really?
We're being shouted at to tell everyone that it was 2.35.
It's 2.35? You guys are lying.
What, me?
No, them.
What, you think it's 2.34?
I don't know, maybe I read it correct. Typed it incorrectly. Anyway, dude, I really didn't know if Felix was good at 2x2. Anyway, he's good at everything. He also got...
Well, he had like low 3 his last competition, so...
Oh.
I guess it was only a matter of time before he set a new record in it.
He also got the 4x4 single.
Yeah.
He got it twice.
Yeah, it's crazy. Didn't one of the solves have pops in?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he had any pops in the world record singles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought he had one in one of them. I must be remembering incorrectly.
I have 34.41. Is that the old one or the new one?
I think that's the new one.
I think, okay. Then his old one is like 34.6 some or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty close. Congratulations to Felix for being Felix, I guess, or Felix.
His real name.
Bruno, help me out here.
Bruno Berkazeki.
Berkazeki?
Something. Some kind of foreign.
Pure Mix 2.65 single.
Please. Yeah, the scramble looked pretty easy, like a couple of moves.
It looked like no corner twist and like just one cycle.
Something like that. I don't know. It was fairly easy, but the Paramix record being broken means that the longest standing record now is 7.08, the 3x3 single.
Really?
Yeah, it's been going for like over 2 years now, I think.
God, that's surprising. Because 3x3 single would, oh my god, anyway.
Yeah, you think it would have been broken the most, but I guess it's just a matter of time.
Matter of time for Felix, yeah.
Or someone else.
Yeah, Stefan, Eric, again, I guess. Myself, yeah. Maybe?
Maybe that's pushing it. Yeah, Big Green could do it.
Screw you, dude. I can get lucky softs too, man. Balint.
They also need to be good.
Yeah. Balint Border. Hey, I'm talking here.
Sorry.
It's okay. Balint Border, he's got 2 world records in the Mega Mix, 47.53 single and 51.45 average.
Yeah, did you see the video for this?
Yeah, I don't get how he did it.
Yeah, he turns like it's a 3x3 or something.
It's not
like,
funny. No, this is not human. Humanly possible. Yeah.
He has like insane TPS.
God. You just hear, he starts to solve and you just hear like 7 TPS and you just, 30 seconds later, he slams it down.
What and he does like OLL PLL as well, somehow.
Well, yeah, isn't that usually how it goes in the last?
No, there's some other method. Yeah, apparently he knows full PLL.
How many is that for Megamix?
A lot. I don't know. I don't think so. I'd work it out, but I don't have pen and paper on me, and I don't want to work something out live and have it wrong.
No, let's do it. Let's spend the next 5 minutes.
Well, just waste it. Well, okay. So there's like, how many corners are they? So there's 5 corners. Actually,
no, I was just kidding. Calm down.
Okay.
Yeah, that's world records. Yeah, the Puzzler, we're going to say the new one at the end of the show. It's a pretty cool one. It's a European one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Universal.
Yeah. I got to hit on every part of the country, you know? Right? But let's move on to Waffle.
Yeah.
Guest for the show is our first non-Friedrich, I guess, person. He's one of the world's fastest rule solvers and general nice guy. Waffle, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, nice to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we
by the way, Felix said he had some pancakes before the Asian Open.
We just happened? Talked to tell you.
I don't know. I think he screamed so much that his microphone went off.
Yeah. Are you there, Waffle? Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
What happened?
Freaking Felix.
Yeah, just about.
Stupid Faz. Stupid Felix. Why do you have to eat pancakes?
Oh, right. I thought you'd be pleased.
Look at those love pockets. It's
is that what you call it?
For
waffles?
What?
Wait, what do you mean love pockets?
Dude, they have those little nice ridges, you know, holding the love and syrup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're calling syrup love. Oh, I get it. Yeah, so what's with the, before we start, what's with the waffle name?
The waffle? I don't know. Yeah.
What's
the like waffles.
Just waffles, I guess.
Waffles?
Yeah. So,
wait.
IJM came out.
Uh-oh.
I have my hands on the keyboard just up like that.
Uh-oh. You're cutting out for a sec. What's going on?
Oh, crap. Really?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh.
How about now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah. You're cool.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I think you say the IJM's just random keyboard mash.
Yeah, like Joey.
It's quite annoying because, like, I've been thinking, like, what does that mean for ages?
Yeah, nothing. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit? Do you want me to call you Waffle or what, Mr. Manilang, huh?
It doesn't matter. Undying Unicorn King sounds good.
Oh, that's too long. I'm sorry.
Alright.
Calling you Waffle.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just Waffle? Okay, I can do
just
that.
Waffle's fine.
Yeah, because Jules or Yules, whatever, however you pronounce it.
It's Jules.
Jules, okay.
Jules.
No fancy J.
Wait,
okay.
What do people call you at, Nationals?
What? Like, they just call me Waffo.
Yeah, exactly, so.
No, now we're getting into O's. Waffo?
Waffo.
What's that?
It's just Waffo. I don't see what's wrong with it.
Is it like Sailor?
Yeah.
Is it, maybe it's just like me and Bacon.
Andrew.
Andrew.
It's, alright, let's. So, we got that name fixed, I guess, taken care of. Can you tell us your cubing history?
Cubing history? I started back in early 2006 when I actually tried to do a cube because a muffin told me to. Also in 2006, a friend of mine actually got me into cubing because he brought one in. He could do it in about 2 minutes, and we started racing. I started with a heist beginner method. And it was probably the best mistake of life because then I got the hold of block building from his website.
Yeah.
And got an idea of how to do blocks and stuff. So it was really interesting. From there, just kind of transitioned from, blocks to Petrus to going back into CFOP trying it because a lot of people were fast and then going into Petrus again and then Rue eventually.
Mm. So that's
quite a transition.
You went
like
from our
different methods.
Yeah.
What?
No, I just meant that's quite a transition. Like, you went through lots of different methods before you settled down.
Yeah, I did. Because it really appealed to me, other than heist, because it was so intuitive.
Yeah.
I really
like. Like, I think learning Petrus first gives you a really intuitive understanding of how pieces come together and stuff.
Yeah. Hang on just a second, like I gotta fix my mic a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
There, how's that?
That's good.
Yeah,
that's better?
It's perfect.
Alright, cool.
But yeah, what's the heist method?
Heist is just purely intuitive. You just build blocks until you bring it down into just like three corners, and then from there just use commutators.
Yeah, isn't it like three corners and edges? So like, you build like a triple X cross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever.
But it can end up anywhere, though.
Yeah. And
I mean,
then
you have, like...
You build, like, one by one by two on U as well. So then you have three corners and three edges. Then
yeah.
I think you try and solve the three edges and two
edges
corners
first, and then just do the commutators afterwards. That's all I did.
Yeah, basically. Like, it's really good for FMC.
Oh, yeah, it is. I guess. I never really got into that stuff.
Yeah, you say it like it's a drug. Oh, I was never into FMC. It's not for me.
Dude, the people who are good at FMC, though, they're really into it, though. They know so much.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you have to be really lucky for FMC to get good results. It's quite annoying.
Well, like, the number of algs and commutators you need to know, and the number of shortcuts.
Commutators.
Well, you don't need to learn loads of comms. Just, they're all intuitive anyway. But yeah, there is lots of cool techniques like NIS. Do you know what NIS is?
Sounds racist. No.
It's like you invert the scramble and do an inverted scramble on the cube.
Oh, I know that. Okay. I just didn't know the name. So you get like another different scramble.
And then you invert the solution, so it works on the normal scramble. And when you do it, it looks like Cube Explorer or something. I feel like I've already explained this before.
Really? You don't invert... Sarah says you don't invert the solution. I thought you did, since it's...
Yeah, yeah. Is... Oh, you have to invert the rotations you use as well at the start. Just because it didn't work for Anthony doesn't mean it doesn't work, I think.
Pseudo blocks? Tom, did you try that?
Yeah.
I did pseudo blocks a lot.
In FMC?
Yeah, I mean, like, I try it.
I don't really use Roo for FMC. It kind of sucks, like, because you always end up with edge comms, and they're really expensive move wise.
Yeah.
And, like, don't you use a lot of M's in Roo?
Yeah, exactly.
So those are doubles, right? In FMC.
Unless you do super. Optimized last six edges.
Yeah.
But like, what's the move count for that anyway? If you were able to.
Like, what would you say is the move count at most? I have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Gilles Roux used to use his method for FMC, and he got some really good solutions with it, but I've tried it and I just can't use it. Like, I think Petrus is more powerful.
Like,
for me, anyway.
What's really good for Rue? What do you, like, 40, 50?
Move count.
Yeah.
Move count?
Yeah.
That's 40, 50 is, like, speed move count.
Yeah.
Around
I usually get, like,
What? 30?
Okay, around 30 is, like, fewest moves for Rue, and around 40 to 50 is, like, speed.
Yeah, basically.
Interesting.
Well, in slice turn metric.
Yeah, of course. Like, in half-turn metric, the move counts are, like, the same, I think. Are really similar.
Oh. Yeah, just about.
I like, hardly understand Rue, and I'm going to be so lost this episode.
Oh, it's okay.
We'll have to explain it to you, or whatever.
Yeah, we will, eventually.
All right. Well, we have a list of stuff to talk about, and, almost half of this is non-cubing related, so...
You don't have to mention it.
We can go into it. I guess this one is kind of cubing related since it happened at a cubing competition, but the whole thing now with US Cubers and Orangina... You're the guy who kind of started all this, right?
Yeah, I kind of started chugging them.
So... For those who don't know about Orangina is basically an orange soda, and it comes in big 1 liter glass bottles, and it's become like a thing within the speedcubing community to speed chug it and stack mat it. And I think Waffle owns the world record, unofficial world record. What's the time?
43:46.
Oh, nice. So you've beaten the record you got in the video as well.
Was it? 48:46. Yeah, 48:46.
Do you think sub 30 is possible?
Sub 30?
Yeah.
Be hard. I've done sub 40 already.
Is it even possible for the bottle to, like, come out in sub 30? If you just hold it upside down?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you should make a hole in the bottom of the bottle when you're chugging
it. That's modifying the cube, though.
Yeah, it's cool. You still chug the same amount.
That's the thing. It's a glass bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just can't really do that.
No. 1.5 liter, sorry.
Plastic would be different because you can squeeze everything out.
Yeah. Like, but... you can't get Orangina in the UK, I don't think. Which is kind of annoying. Yeah.
That's untrue, Sarah. Sarah just said it only comes in glass bottles. That's not true.
Really?
Yeah, it's not true. It comes in plastic now, too.
So what's...
I know.
The story of you and U.S. Championship. It was day three or something. I think it was day three of the U.S. competition, right?
The day before, we actually went to a convenience store to get soda and stuff. We went to the soda aisle. Sarah was like, what's Orangina? I've never heard of it before. Or Sunday, day four. I was like, what's Orangina? I've never heard of it. Everyone just looks at her and starts, like, laughing out loud. And then someone says it's Orangina. And then he was like, we don't have that in Canada, so she didn't know. Apparently Orangina is a product of Canada, if you look on the bottle. It's hilarious that way.
We obviously know what was going through her mind when she read Orangina.
Or yeah. Orangina. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Anyways.
What are you cut out?
Really?
Yeah.
Hello. How about now?
Just talk louder.
Just talk louder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mic problems during the show, live recording. That's good. Good podcasting.
Nice shot, right, cousin. Nice. And again.
Cut out again.
Hello. Yep. That's better?
Anyway, I'll tell the story. Basically, you guys were chugging Orangina all day, and you said you needed to go to the bathroom or something, and while you're walking out, you just puked on all over the floor.
No.
That's true.
God.
It was fun.
What are you talking about? No, it wasn't. It was like projectile vomit, and the range of that, it was everywhere on the floor. It was like...
It doesn't sound fun.
Everywhere on the floor? It was on one area of the floor, which was spread.
And you guys didn't even, like, attempt to clean it up. You put, like, 4 paper towels on it and just walked away.
Oh,
that's
dude.
How I roll.
The poor janitor is just cleaning up random puke.
That doesn't sound fun, so I'm not going to do it. Sort of.
So.
Anyways, that was a fun day.
That was day... So how many times have you done it since at home, like practicing?
I've been doing, well, it's been, I do about 3 liters a day now.
Are you serious?
It sounds
like
you seriously practice it.
There's good intervals in between. I do seriously practice it. I've gotten sub 40. I can do it. I can do it faster.
How much sugar is in a liter of Orangina?
Let me check. I have a bottle right here. Let's see. Like there's 26 grams of sugar in it. And there's 700 calories total.
So 26 grams of sugar. How many servings?
7.
7? 7 servings?
Yeah, 7. Yeah. Well, this is the 1.75 liter, which I've also been trying out.
Consuming 3 servings of 140 grams of sugar a day, on average.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
How much weight have you gained?
Not a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I really haven't gained a lot.
Uh-oh.
Tom.
Tom just like logged off. He dropped his call or something. Oh man. Goodness gracious, Tom. Oh, I'm gonna try
calling. Supposed to talk about Rue now.
Yeah, I'm calling him again.
What the hell?
God, this show is so perfect.
What the hell is that?
Womp out, cutting out at random intervals. Tom just dropping calls. Oh, what's gonna happen? Am I gonna get stabbed or something today?
Look behind you.
There's a chair behind me.
There's a chair behind you.
I can't believe you actually looked.
Yo. It's for the listeners, man. So let's go on from Orangina. You're actually the first guest that actually, second guest, I guess, but the first American that I can actually play StarCraft with.
StarCraft, yeah.
Yeah. So.
God, StarCraft.
We played a couple games and, it was very not close, I would say.
Yeah, you pretty much owned my ass.
And I would say, since last we played, I've gotten twice as much.
Improved?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I joined the clan, and half, like, all the guys are just as good as me, or a lot better, so, like, we're constantly playing games against each other. It's so fun.
I feel so left out, because I haven't played in about 2 weeks, so I've probably gotten twice as worst.
I wouldn't say twice, maybe 3. 4?
Maybe 5. 5 for safety.
6 or 7, maybe 8.
Okay, let's just put it on 11. 11 times worse than before.
But for those who want to play StarCraft with me, if you're on the US server, Bacon, right?
Yeah.
Hence my name. The food. And
Bacon.
K character code is 648.
Yeah.
Play some games with me, but yeah.
If you want, if you want to play with me, it's Waffle, IJM, and there's nothing in between the two. And it's, my ID is 269.
But just yeah. What's your ranking in race?
Ranking in race? Oh man, that's disgusting. I don't want to mention it.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, I'm like 33rd in Bronze League. It's horrible.
You play Zerg, right?
Play Zerg.
Nice. I think Zerg. I'm like rank 10 right now. I haven't played much, but I'm 1400 Diamond as Zerg. So yeah. Good stuff. Anyway,
you're good.
StarCraft. Yay.
Yeah,
StarCraft. Fun stuff.
Tom, you should play.
You, who, Tom?
Yeah, Tom should play.
Yeah, Tom should play.
I wouldn't even run it.
Are you sure?
Why?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It doesn't even run Minecraft, man.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously.
Minecraft is like...
Computer sucks.
8-bit.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. Someone should buy me a new one.
Minecraft is like third-person Mario. Like,
yeah, basically. Well, I can't play Mario.
I'm sorry, for it, man.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
What about, like, Xbox or PS3? Do you have those to play with?
Oh, yeah. I've got loads of consoles and stuff.
Oh, nice.
But I mostly play on my Genesis.
Genesis?
What? Nice. Genesis is awesome. I've been playing Micro Machines today. It's good.
Do you have any modern consoles?
Oh yeah, I've got like some Wiis and
some Wiis? You have more than one?
Yeah, and a 360.
Hi.
Nice. Do you play Halo Reach?
No, Halo's terrible.
Oh, you're killing me here.
No, Halo's got to be the worst FPS ever. Actually, last weekend I was playing GoldenEye. You guys ever play GoldenEye?
The new one or the old one?
Nah, the old one.
Yeah?
The old one?
Nah. I didn't really play much, but yeah. It's pretty
the 64.
Sexy.
Yeah, classic FPS.
Goodness.
Like, the only FPS games
Genesis.
I play are like...
Genesis,
what?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a good system. Sonic, man.
Sonic, yeah.
It's okay, yeah.
Well, on the Sega.
But I want to play Sonic on the Wii as Super Smash Bros. Do you like Brawl? Or?
Yeah, it's okay. Smash Bros. Is fun, but I don't know. I just prefer playing, like, 16-bit games.
Eh. Old school.
It's because I'm used to it. It's not like I can play, like, Half-Life or anything. Because if I could, I'd just play Half-Life all the time instead.
Half-Life 2, right?
Yeah, Half-Life 2.
You can get it on 360.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pay and things.
It's like $10 now for the orange box, dude.
Yeah, I know, but you have to pay.
But you buy like 60 cubes at a time.
Yeah, I know, but whatever.
Dude.
Tom's too lazy.
You're missing out on Portal and Half-Life 2 on the orange box.
Well, I've played it before. It's not like I haven't played it.
Well, have you played episodes 1 and 2 as well? On?
Yeah.
What are we getting into? Let's stop talking.
I don't know. This is like turning into a Valve podcast.
So yeah, let's keep talking about games for the CubeCast podcast. Yeah. What about Civilization 5? Are you guys playing Civ 5? No, fuck.
Jesus.
I have a friend who plays Civ 5. I know.
I play Civ 5, and it just eats up your time, man.
Yeah, like, it's like
I'll play like 10 turns. You know, and then just take a quick break, and 3 hours later, you're on turn, like, 150, and you're like, what the crap just happened?
Yeah. Have you ever played a game called Anno?
No.
Okay, that's like Civ.
Do you play TF2? Oh, your computer can't run it.
Nah, I can't run it, but I've played it before. It's quite fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun.
It's much different from TF1.
Shut up! Let's talk about Rue. I don't do that, Waffle.
What, Rue?
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's Rue.
That's Rue.
I guess for beginners, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's
go over. Okay, so do you want to outline the steps? It's quite hard to describe what the blocks are.
But like, yeah,
blocks?
Like for the, I would say a large majority of our listeners are Friedrich people that, and I guess a chunk of those don't know what Rue is. So for those listeners, let's kind of explain, I guess, what Rue is step by step.
Okay, so
step one
is like, it's called a 1x3x4 block. Like, how else can we describe it? Like the
other than that?
Yeah.
The block?
You could say it's like, solve the BL and
basically you just do a ch-ch-ch, and then on the other side you do ch-ch-ch, and then the four corners on top, it's like ch-ch-ch, and then you do ch.
What's going on here? I don't understand.
good explanation.
Anyways, 1x2x3 block on the left side, and that's pretty much intuitive, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
1x3 block on the right side, opposite of the first block, and again doing whatever the hell you want. Then just corners on top, doing whatever the hell you want. And then last six edges, doing whatever the hell you want.
Six edges kind of have a... Like, there's a set method of doing it, but you don't have to use it.
It's method.
Well, it's kind of a guide.
Other than that, it's pretty much intuitive, I would say.
Yeah, mostly.
Once you have an idea of how to do it, you just intuitively solve everything quickly.
Yeah, you kind of find your own way of doing the last six edges. Like, you learn the basic method and then kind of work on it until you have your own way of doing it quickly, because you have to get used to the finger tricks and stuff anyway.
Well, it's pretty much M moves, right?
Yeah, last six edges is just MMU. Actually, not always. I use some algorithms that, like, have R moves in and stuff, but that's quite rare.
Orientation.
So, like... All right, yeah. What's unofficially the fastest root solve?
You know, six
single.
Yeah, single.
Single?
Yeah.
Dick Green, 6.5 something?
Yeah. He got another one recently. He's had like 2 sixes.
what about the fastest average?
Dick Green.
Sub 10 or something.
I'm pretty sure it's sub 9. 8?
Really?
I don't know.
Sub 8?
I thought he was on just sub 10 at the moment.
Let's see if he's on right now. You can ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask him.
Oh, this is good podcasting right here. This is perfect.
We could actually invite him to the conversation.
He won't talk. He doesn't like to talk. He doesn't like to show his face.
Yeah, I noticed that.
There's no face on this podcast, but
Nah, just overall. He just doesn't like showing his face. It's weird.
Have you ever met him?
Who, Big Green? Nah.
Yeah. He needs to go to another competition, man.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, your mic is coming out, man.
Your mic is terrible.
Shut up!
Yo, what's the deal with that?
What, my mic was fine the other day. When Tom was drunk.
Yeah.
Don't try and blame this on me again.
When it comes back in, it's really quiet.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
How about now?
Now? Still kind of quiet. It's better now.
Now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Now?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. My mic keeps moving away from my mouth in, like, different directions. Anyways, Big Green says that his fastest average of 5 is 8.77.
His
fastest average of 12 is 9.54.
Nice. Insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen a fast Rusev, so...
You've never seen a fast... Oh, because I'm not fast enough. I'm sad.
I don't pay attention to you. Fucking what's going on?
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man.
Dude, when I go to a cubing competition, I'm not going to just stare at random people just solving cubes all day.
Are you sure?
So boring.
What do you do when you go to competitions?
Me?
Yeah.
I hang out with the people.
Yeah, so do I.
And if it's cubing, I'm going to be staring at my own cube.
I guess, but like, don't you talk about cubing?
Well, yeah, but it's not. I'm just like staring at people solving cubes, you know.
Oh.
And if it's gonna be like sharing stuff, it's gonna be like in bits and pieces and algorithms here and there, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't go to a competition with me. I just talk about theory all the time.
Oh, I bet you would. It's gonna be miserable for me. Good thing you live in England, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, if we ever meet Tom, we just bring a pillow. Hello, I might fall asleep.
Thank you.
Doing theory.
No, like,
I'll fall asleep just solving cubes with him. Maybe like 40-second inspection. I could take a nap between solves.
Hey.
Well, is this just dig into me time then?
It's just true, though. It's so true.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey,
I messed up Waffle so much when we solved cubes together. It's like, hey, are you ready now? I'm gonna go in 3, 2, 1, and he's not even ready.
Yeah.
It's
Optimus.
It's what?
It's what? You keep cutting out, man.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
How about now?
Dude, it's gonna be so bad. People are gonna be so pissed off.
Oh god, I hate my life. Anyways,
it's cool. They can deal with it.
You just cut out again, dude.
Jesus.
You wanna take a quick break and reset your mic or something?
Let's do that.
Alright.
Okay, cool.
Okay, and we're back in. Hopefully Waffle's problem's fixed.
Yeah, different mic.
Yeah, sound different. You sound a lot sexier.
Thanks, bro.
No homo.
Really that's appreciate debatable.
That. That's debatable?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So where were we? Rue?
Rue.
Yeah, something about Rue.
So Big Green, what's his real name?
Austin Moore.
Austin Moore, okay. He's the fastest Rue solver?
Yeah, I think so. Like, yeah, he never goes to competitions. It's really annoying. Someone should pay for him to go.
Where's he live?
Missouri.
Oh, there's not. Yeah, it's pretty far from other places. So, yeah, it's closer to Canada, so he can drive up.
I don't know where he lives.
Missouri is north.
No, let's. St. Louis. There we go.
St. Louis. Okay. Anyway, like, how close are you two to whatchamacallit?
Whatchamacallit?
Big Green.
Whatchamacallit?
I'm in Waffletopia, which is somewhere near Canada.
So, Tom, what's your average?
PB? Like,
just like normal everyday.
Normal everyday. 11.
Like high 11, low 12, I guess.
About you, Waffle?
I do 12s.
12s, and what about Big Green?
9s.
Like, Nines.
Yeah.
So like, it's weird. I've always been like 2 seconds behind him, but he's like loads of inspiration. He gives me loads of inspiration to speed up. Like, cause at one point I was really apathetic with the whole thing because I didn't think the meta could even be that fast, but he kind of shows that it can.
Interesting.
I've just been lazy.
I've been lazy recently too. It's just like, no excuses, but StarCraft.
StarCraft.
School. And just that whole mix of crap and me being lazy and overweight. And yeah.
You don't look overweight.
Yeah, I know. But I can hide my fat really well. What are you laughing about? I don't understand what's going on.
No, it's something about you hiding your fat really well. So it's just really fun.
I think he finds it humorous.
Well, part of it is a little baggy clothes,
just hiding your fat under your fat.
Flexing your stomach muscles, and just, having it flatter than usual. Just walking in certain ways.
You're kidding, right?
I'm kidding, dude. But I am gaining weight. Cause, like, I would wake up and be like, I wanna
play StarCraft
and the quick, easy fix for lunch is McDonald's. I think I've had McDonald's for lunch every day for like the past 8 days or something.
That's healthy.
That is healthy.
Delicious. Yeah.
Extremely healthy.
You know the new frappes they have? They're so delicious.
The what?
The new frappes? You know, like.
Oh, only in the US, man. Only in the US.
You guys.
God damn. You guys are missing out. It's like, I like it better than the Starbucks frappuccinos.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, so it's like a milkshake type thing?
Bro, why are you solving cubes in the middle of the show?
Okay, fine. Throw it away. Gosh.
In the chat. But what do you guys think is the human limit for Rue? Like, cause I
on average?
Talk about Rue, yeah, like, you know, obviously, as of now, on average, it is slower than Friedrich, but I'm just saying...
Is it?
Like, people are...
Not really.
If you take, like, every Rue solver and every CFOP solver, the Rue solvers will be faster than the CFOP solvers.
I'm talking about, like, the top 10 of each, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Top 10?
There's not even 10 Rue solvers.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
How rare is Rue?
There's like four of us, man.
Four sub-15ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or around 15.
Yeah. Everyone else is like 16 or something. Or the fastest or the Rue.
20s.
Yeah, basically.
Wow, I really didn't know that.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
But whatever. Let's say there were... You know, Friedrich and Rue's numbers were equal. What do you think, like, the, you know, fastest, you know, numbers would be?
I don't know. Like, I think it'd be pretty equal. It's so hard to tell. But I don't know. Like, I think the move count kind of gives Rue the edge.
But, and really awesome last step.
Yeah.
But, like, you know... There's move count, but there's optimized for speed algs that, you know.
I mean,
so. Yeah.
But Big Green does like sub 6 for both blocks, like total. Yeah. And then he does like 2 second CMLL, and then sub 3 for like last 6 edges.
Yeah.
And he's even getting faster. So.
Yeah.
It's really intense.
So would you say like? You know, we have Felix. He had a sub-8 average of 12, right?
I think sub-8's possible with Rue.
He had it on video. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, I think it can reach just as far as CFOP, basically.
Yeah.
Like, the limits are similar.
How many years do you think it would take till we see those kinds of numbers?
10 billion.
10 billion, that's a lot
10 billion. Years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my estimate.
It's your estimate? Yeah, I would say 10 billion sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
But more realistically, like, 4 years? 3-4 years?
No, 10 billion.
10 billion, yeah. Tom and I are nowhere close. Out of all the fast resolvers, we're nowhere close.
Yeah, I know, like, more people need to use it, basically.
Yeah, not a lot of people
So you're saying you just need a bigger pool of talent to pick from.
Just more people actually committing themselves to Rue.
Yeah, instead of just, I'm just going to learn CFOP because it's easy.
Yeah, I'm going to learn CFOP because the world record holds it. And I think I'm going to go color neutral too because that's how the world record is set.
Well, color neutral is useful. It's something I want to learn.
Rue, not really.
It's not something you can learn. It's just something you're used to. Like, you can do a solve with cross on green right now if you wanted. You just wouldn't be used to the recognition of it.
Exactly. And I want to get used to it so I can, like, be like, oh, hey, orange cross is solved. Like, I would see that in normal solves and be like,
that's a can't game. Do it.
That's a game.
Well, you need to do it gradually over time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can do yellow cross, like, somewhat now. Yeah. But, you know, I really had to practice that, and to do that for 4 other crosses and not get confused, like,
yeah,
I have to concentrate so hard to ignore the white corners during, you know, yellow cross solve. So I don't know if I can do it.
Like, I switched to being more neutral quite a while ago, just because I needed to be able to do it so I could do pseudo blocks. It wasn't that hard. Like, at first, I was really bad at it. But as I just threw the solves in every so often, I got more and more used to it, and now it's just, like, second nature. But I often find, like, I only really do solves on colors that I'm not used to when there's a good case on the colors that I'm not used to. So my times when I'm solving on colors that I'm not used to tend to be better than my normal times, just because I have an easy first step for them all the time.
Interesting. So it says right here, Beyond Rue, additions to the method. Well, there's obviously, like, extra stuff for Friedrich, like ZB and all that other crap that has hundreds of algorithms. What's there
KCLL.
To choose from for Rue?
Yeah.
KCLL. Well,
yeah, there's, like, where you do the edge orientation as well as the corners in the same step. That's like 300 cases.
The thing I've been working on actually is doing like GRU optimized CLS, and then doing KCLL for A2 and A6.
Yeah, really do you know the algs for them?
I actually looked at your thread on them. I actually started learning them.
Yeah, yeah. I found some new ones recently. I should send you them. After
cool.
Done.
Yeah.
Like, there's a really nice one for A6 where it's an adjacent 2-flip.
Oh, cool.
It's a really nice algorithm.
Nice.
Anything up there that you need to like, that it's kind of like mandatory to learn? Because there are some CLL cases that, you know, Friedrich solvers really kind of have to learn, and it doesn't take any effort.
Well, kind of. There's like, in the last six edges step, there's ways of like skipping
forcing
bad cases. Yeah, basically. And like, there's all sorts of optimizations in that step. Like, there's even algorithms for edge orientation that don't use M&U and stuff. And there's another thing in, you know, when you make the first two blocks, you can make the second block like upside down and do like a pseudo block, and then continue solving as normal. And then when you finish, you just like undo the pseudo block at the end. Yeah.
Like, it's like, with the recognition for like CMLL is a little bit hard for people who just want to try that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not used to it though.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see the video I uploaded?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that. Like, what was it, 10-something?
Yeah, I'm pretty much used to doing it now. I do it in averages and stuff.
I'm trying to get used to it. I'm trying to get used to it.
It takes a while.
just have to...
Like, you have to just keep throwing them in every so often. A lot of the time, you try and go for it and do it, it just messes up. But it gets to the stage where you're confident and you can do it every time.
Yeah. It's just that CMLL is throwing me off a little bit. Other than that, it's pretty fast for me, like block-wise.
Yeah, yeah. The worst cases for it are, like, soons.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. Very weird.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Andrew. A6, B2, C4. just kind of naming, like, GRU table stuff.
What's going on? Am I... Someone shooting me?
A2, A6, B2, C4, something like that. Come on. Just fun stuff. Quickly.
it's like instead of naming like PLLs like TUV, it's just the naming system for Roo. It sucks, basically.
It does.
But have you seen the Team Blind thing that Anthony posted for 2x2?
Yeah, I think we should really name all our cases like that.
Yeah, basically.
One of them's called gonna be so much easier.
Yeah,
Waffle
naming system.
Andrew's it's easier name? To refer to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always call him Anthony, just because.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about right now. I'm so lost.
Crazy stuff.
Just corner cases.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're talking about, you know, the corner cases?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, there's 48 of them?
I guess.
Just, like, different names for them.
Oh, but, like, that's kind of like saying... Because PLL have all their names, right? You know, Z and whatever, but OLOs don't. So
they sure kind of that? Do.
They
have like
do.
W and stuff.
Well,
and
the basic ones, like maybe like 10 of them, like soon and anti-soon, and then like the headlights or some stupid like that.
I bet I could name like every case that you sent me. Send me a picture of a case, and I'll tell you what it's called.
Alright, I'm not gonna take on that challenge because you could probably do it. It's gonna be a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like working out the Megaminx PLL.
18 million.
You know, we can move on to some listener questions. I think we hit on a lot, enough parts on Roo, I guess.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
More people should just use it.
And that the lifespan for improvement is 10 billion years, so yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. Listener questions. Chris Declini? Declin? Yeah. Do you still remember or still have the very first cube you owned and describe it?
Yeah, I actually do still have my first cube. It was before the anniversary, the 25-year anniversary cube logo. And it's like back from 1990, I believe. And it's pretty much crappy. It's just... an old store-bought cube. And I actually, that was the cube that I first solved, and I still remember the date. It's January 7th. I remember the date exactly. 2006 was when I first solved my cube, if you're wondering.
Nice. October 1 for me. So about 14 days ago was my 5-year.
5 years already?
5 years? Wow. Yes, sir. Wow, I've been cubing a long time, god dang it.
I'm not sad enough to remember.
I remember my first cube. I had it for a couple months, and it was a store bought, and it was lubed, and I got it to where it was pretty nice for store bought.
Yeah.
And for my skill level, I guess. But I got to sub 20 with it, and like I used it so much that obviously the stickers would get crappy, and I would like put little pieces of tape on the cube, so like by the time I didn't use it anymore, the whole cube was covered with tape to preserve the sticker pieces, and I would like color in the fading colors and tape nice. Over it.
I still have my original store-bought, like my first cube, and I used it as my main cube for like until 2007. So it's actually really good for a store-bought, but it still works and stuff. I still get it out and use it sometimes.
Like, you know, everyone hates store-bots, but like sometimes you get the 1 in 1 million cube.
Yeah.
That's just like, you know, godsend is pretty awesome. But yeah, store-bots are so, I would never go back to that, even if someone
Dakota Harris.
What's up?
Dakota Harris.
What about him?
Store-bots all the time.
Yeah, thingy, who else did that?
Ryan Patricio.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah. Then he switched to F2 and his time's cut by like 50%.
What, really? That sounds like a lot.
No, but he was averaging like 12-ish, 13-ish, and then he bought a store bot, and then just like right after he got sub 10. So, yeah. Lubis is actually sending me some, I think it's going to be Lubix, the Dian Guhongs. And apparently, that's the best cube that it works with.
Yeah. I don't actually have a Dian, but
it's
I've
like
used 20 one.
Bucks. I don't have that money.
Yeah, they're crazy good. Like, they basically have no friction at all.
But they're kind of heavy.
Yeah, well, I don't mind. they're like A5s, but they don't really click.
I would say they're kind of clicky. Not as much as A5, though.
Yeah, it's not the same kind of click, though. Yeah, it's kind of gummy.
That's the only thing I don't like about it.
I've just not used them with a Lubix yet. I'll have to try it out at some point.
It's gonna be even more gummy.
Yeah, I guess. Or it just might be smooth.
I don't like Lubix so much.
It's just, if you can't put a lot in it. If you do, it's freaking...
You can mess up your cube.
Yeah, if you put a lot, you just gotta put controlled amounts. Anyway, I guess Chris DeClean, he asks again. It's a weird question. It's a long one, but, how do you preserve a cube that is valuable to you? So, like, something that you just want to keep in a case.
I actually have a lockbox for mine.
Like with the foam and stuff?
Yeah. I have one. Just like a small one. Just for my really nice cubes. Like my first cubes in there. And same with my first my first type A.
And I guess this goes into two kinds of cubes. The one that you speed cube with and the ones that you just want to preserve, right? Like trophy cubes. I guess with the trophy cubes, just put it in a box or something. And cover it in wrap.
Hard foam, yeah.
Well, I guess this is talking about the trophy cubes, not the speed saw.
Yeah,
what I do with my precious speed sawing cubes? I carry it around in my speed stack bag, you know, the timer bag.
Yeah.
And before I do that, I put it in just in a Ziploc, like a plastic bag. And
that's crazy. I just throw mine in my backpack.
No, but like there's so much dust and things that can get inside the cubes.
Yeah.
Have you never done that?
It just feels disgusting if you get like gunk inside your cubes.
Have you?
Yeah, I almost want to like clean them after I've popped.
Yeah. It feels... What's the deal with that? You just pop it once, put it back in, and it feels so much different.
Yeah. I have cookie crumbs inside my cubes. Just like random cookie crumbs.
Have you guys also noticed, like, if you cube outside and then go back inside, it feels a lot different too? From the humidity?
Nah.
No?
What I don't cube outside. I usually lock myself in my room and just cube.
So.
But yeah, I know. Do you remember that time we, like, raced for hours?
Yeah. That's like that was 400. Awesome. 400, 500 solves later.
Yeah. We were just like, wow, we have been cubing for a while.
400 solves? Like racing?
Yeah.
Just about, it, yeah.
How long did that take? Like 8 hours?
I have no idea. It wasn't all 3x3 though. There was some like one-handed stuff in there.
Did we do some
like 2x2? One-handed root solves are good, man.
No, they're so stupid. They're just putting it on the table and fancy, but it's not really fancy.
Hey. It's not fancy, it's just technique. Fancy.
It's technique.
Well, I guess.
They just, like, for a one-handed root, though, Tom specifically, don't you just hate how you get blocks that are just as fast as your one or two-handed blocks? And they just get the worst CMLL case ever.
Yeah, that's the thing, like...
That's what happened to me also.
I haven't, like, learned all the CMLL cases for one-handed, so sometimes I even do them two-look. It's kind of annoying.
Like, two-look.
If I really wanted to get into one-handed, I'd, like, learn one-handed CMLL.
Yeah, I'm too lazy.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, tell him. For the... I guess Chris just put it in plastic bags. Yeah.
Plastic bag. Just keep it on your shelf.
Well, my freaking place is so dusty, so I would say put it in some kind of bag before putting it away or something. Yeah. That's the easiest way. And I guess we're gonna move on. Yeah. Alright, random catch of the day. This week, we don't have any. Because you know why? Tom and I forgot to put them in.
Oh, really? Have you only just realized at this point?
Yeah, yeah.
You had four days to fix this, man.
We had four days.
We could just look and find a random topic.
I think that's better. Let's look. It's like first thing on the top.
Yeah, We've already screwed up this episode enough.
Let's just continue on. I have this ready. Quick fire questions. You want to do that, Waffle?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay, let's do it. It's all ready. Good to go. We apologize. God.
For being terrible.
It's partly your fault, Tom.
Yeah, I know. It's mostly my fault, I think.
Yeah, because this whole show I wrote down by myself.
Anyway. Oh. I'll have to do some work next time. Oh, I did some things.
Oh, bullcrap. You put 3 lines down. And I put like 7 paragraphs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a good enough contribution.
No, it's not going to happen. Okay, quick fire for Waffle. You ready, man?
Sure.
All right, question number 1. You can go, Tom.
Okay, this is from Cyrus Cola, which says, me and Andrew are the main course. What's your side dish?
Oh, my side dish would be Tom.
What? I'm part of the course.
What?
I'm part of the course.
Really? I'm just gonna take you and put you a little bit on the side, you know? You're my side dish, though.
So you're like dividing me?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. Maybe your legs.
That was weird. Okay.
Number 2. Kind of weird.
Bryce Whitaker, if you had to live in a cage with a dangerous animal for the rest of your life, what animal
I would go with Tom.
I think he has all six answers ready to go.
Tom's a dangerous animal. Beware.
Yeah, it is true. I've been known to kill people.
It's going
to
be like, how do you fight off a polar bear, Tom? I think Waffle's all ready to go.
Okay, that's true.
It's your questions, man. Number three, Tom, you want to go?
Yeah, okay, so Lorenzo Gutierrez says, everyone has riding animals for travel between class periods. What's your riding animal?
A riding animal?
Oh, dear.
That would be Andrew.
Oh, what's going on? Shoot, I have bad knees, so you guys have to answer.
Yeah, that actually spot as well.
Enjoyable for me.
I'm not gonna be able to get you your classes, man.
Yeah, but it's gonna provide me with great entertainment watching you in pain.
Okay. Question number four, Sarah Strong. What's your favorite Lady Gaga song and what's your favorite line in it?
My favorite Lady Gaga song would be Paper Gangsta. And my favorite line in it is just, I don't do funny business, not interested in fakers.
Wow, you actually answered that correctly.
I wouldn't say what's Tom. I take Lady Gaga seriously.
What's it? Paper Gangsters?
Paper Gangsta.
Paper Gangsta. I gotta listen
to that.
I've never
heard that song. It's obviously not hit.
Yeah, number five.
Okay, so Lorenzo Gutierrez says, waffle fries, what do you dip in it?
What, waffle fries?
Yeah, waffle fries.
What would I dip waffle fries in?
Yeah.
Honey mustard.
Mustard?
Honey mustard.
Dude, no, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce is, like, I do that for regular fries.
Really?
Yeah, I like honey mustard in my waffle fries.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm weird like that.
I thought honey mustard was for, like, chicken nuggets and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's also good with waffle fries.
Okay.
According to me. Good.
Jeremy L., what would the world be like without Rubik's Cubes?
The world?
The world.
The world. It would be like Tom's pants.
What would that be like?
Barren.
Oh, dude. That's not cool, dude. That's not cool.
I couldn't resist.
You suck.
I love you too.
That's a good thing. You just rag on Tom during quickfire questions. It's the perfect answer for everything.
Oh dear.
And I guess with that waffle, it comes in and comes to an end.
Finally.
So glitchy episode. Yeah, take your crappy mic and get out of here. But it was nice to have you on, man.
Yeah.
Perhaps next time you're on it, we won't have these kinds of problems.
Don't worry, I'll have a better mic, sort of.
So.
Maybe I'll have a mic that's like wrapped in like cellophane. No, that might work better.
Yeah.
Possibly. It's been nice to have someone else who uses a good method on the show.
Definitely, a better method.
Good method?
Yeah.
A better method.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get the last word in before you go.
What about Rue? Yeah. Rue for the win.
Rue for the win? Okay. Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Go away. Bye.
Go, Bobs. Yeah!
See you later.
Okay. So, you ready for a quick five questions, Tom?
Yeah. Do you want me to ask you first this time?
Go ahead.
I think that's the order. I'm not sure.
I don't know, dude. We just ask. Let's ask at the same time. Ready?
Number one. Okay.
No, just go. Philip.
Okay. So, Philip Espinoza says, what's the craziest thing you've ever heard? The thing that shook you the most in your entire cubing career?
The thing that shook me the most? I would have to say... the first thing that came to my mind was what's his name? What's Matcha Scuti?
Good answer. Okay, Dylan Seto says, if you had to quit 3x3 completely, what would your new main event be? And this includes
StarCraft 2.
You can't say StarCraft 2.
My new main event, I would say One Hand.
Okay.
But if it's not
3x3,
four by four.
Okay.
If I still had my V cube that got stolen out, it would be 5x5, but I don't have a good V5 right now, so I would say 4x5.
You should get a YJ. Support knockoffs.
Yeah, I've tried it. It's not really my thing. I think I like WoW. 3 cubes better.
Yeah. Okay. Simon Swanson says, "You must solve a 3x3 blindfold in less than 10 minutes to save the world. How badly do you fail?"
All right, I got to solve one in 10 minutes, including memo.
Yeah.
God, that sucks. I guess the world's gonna die.
Nice.
Unless
okay.
It's like, unless it's like, the corners are solved. It's like super easy edges with no, no new cycles. Then I would be able to do it under 10.
Wow, you are terrible.
Dude, I've only had 2 successes.
Oh, 2. So you actually did it again.
The one video and then just the one randomly at work. I would like memorize it in sections during work, right?
Nice.
And then I got it to the point like an hour later in between, you know, working and anyway.
Okay, David Wona says, "Do you plan on continuing practicing blind after your first official success?"
Yeah. But, you know, it's going to be slow.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do plan on practicing getting sub-10, you know, sub-10 seconds.
That's, yeah, you're not going to get them. Would you do, like, multi or big blind?
No, hell no. I don't even have the hang of 3x3 right now. If I could sub-1 or sub-90 seconds 3x3, I would consider it. But, like, for now, I'm like... I can hardly grasp the concept of, you know, doing it fast in 3x3.
Yeah. Okay, Peter Thomas says, "Why did the chicken cross the road?"
Oh, man. This is such a stupid question.
Put you on the spot.
Because...
you're so funny, Andrew.
Bacon. That's my answer.
Nice. That works.
So you get away from your barren pants. That's what I go. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
That was a tough one. That was one of the hardest ones.
Yeah, yeah. Bryce Whitaker says, "Estimate how many grams of sugar you have in one day."
Grams of sugar. Well, I would say my daily McDonald's meal is like 400 grams of sugar. And then like the Korean food I eat for dinner is like barely anything. So yeah, whatever McDonald's is.
Okay.
Whatever a Big Mac, a small fry, and a large frappe is, that's my daily intake of sugar.
Nice. Okay. So you don't eat anything else?
A large Coke.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Gracia says, "Burritos are frijoles."
Frijoles?
I don't know what either of those two are.
They're Mexican food.
Okay.
Burritos and frijoles. You really don't know what a burrito is?
Nope.
Holy crap! You've been missing out. Anyway, burrito.
Okay. Maybe I should go to, what's it called, like Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to visit it sometime. Okay, Rob Holt says, "Would you consider learning how to scube if for each successful solve someone offered you a piece of bacon?"
No, then I ain't gonna be a fat ass.
Okay, kill two birds in one stone.
I like to savor my bacon and I don't want to do a horrible task to savor something in that taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can just spend like $2 and get some bacon at a Waffle House or something, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're done for this week. Well done.
Nice.
Apart from the terrible answer about the chicken.
Yeah, except with that, I got a 95, I guess, you know? Graded.
95?
Yeah.
What, like percent?
Yeah, at 100.
I guess so.
Okay.
I forgot we were marking each other. When did that happen?
I don't know. I just threw out an arbitrary number. Anyway, quick questions for Tom Barrow. Are you ready, Tom Barrow?
Yes. What the hell happened to you, Mike?
I don't know. Slater asks, if you had to completely change your color scheme, of your cube to something without any of the normal colors, then what would it be and why?
Okay. Actually, I'm going to change my color scheme soon, but just on 4x4, because I changed it on the high sim just to try out some different colors, and I actually got used to it, so I'm going to change my color scheme anyway. It's light green on top. It's still got white on. So this color scheme is like light green on top, and then purple on the side, and then red opposite purple, and then blue and green, like dark blue, uh-huh, and then white on bottom. But I don't know what the other colors would just be random things if I had to use unique ones like pink and stuff.
Well, have you tried the chrome colors from CubeSmith?
Yeah, they're terrible though. Like I changed them and then just got rid of them quick.
Are they like six distinct chromes though?
Yeah, I think so. It's not even good for recognition.
Yeah, I bet. Since it's all, you know, gray.
Yeah.
Different shades of gray. Anyway, Cyrus Cola asks, do you know any other languages besides English?
Not really. It depends whether you count, like, C or ASM or something like that. Which you obviously don't. So, no, I don't know anything.
Not computer languages.
No. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I could speak maths.
Stephen Kolopi. That, by the way, you should learn some Korean. That way we can talk together, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll learn some obscenities.
You know what I want to learn after mastering Korean? Japanese.
Oh, yeah. I started to learn some, like, katakana and hiragana, but it's too much to learn, like, basically.
I think it would be easier for me since I have a base in Korean.
Yeah.
And, like, there are actually some words that are very similar. And, like, the grammar style is kind of similar to. Anyway, Cyrus Cola asked, do you know any of that? I already asked that. Okay, Stephen Kolopi. Nice. You were just told that you have to do a sub-10 Rubik's Cube solve in the next 30 seconds with a normal scramble. If you can't solve it under 10 seconds, you die. And what is your strategy?
Use 20 seconds inspection.
Oh, basically. Smart. I like that. Okay, yeah. Lorenzo Gutierrez. What is your keyboard layout?
QWERTY.
What?
QWERTY.
QWERTY, basically. Yeah. You know what I wanted to try out?
Actually, I recently found out how to use certain things. Like, you can use Alt-GR to produce, like, characters with umlauts and stuff in, and, like, characters from Icelandic and Cyrillic stuff.
You can do a lot of weird things with Alt if you put in the correct combination.
No, it's not using numbers. It's just actual shortcuts, not actual Alt. There's something else that I learned to use called Compose, where you can do like Control A, Control V, and then do double quote signs, and then an O, and press Enter, and it does like an O with an umlaut above it.
Interesting.
Which is quite cool.
Wow.
But I tried to
get into Dvorak.
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 You're an idiot. Anyway, Rob Holt, what is your favorite video game soundtrack?
Soundtrack?
Video game music.
I'm tempted to say, like, Sonic 2.
I knew it.
I can't really think. Or maybe, like, Half-Life 2. I really like some Mortal Kombat. And Last Legs, they're both very good. And the one from Portal, it's called 4000 Degrees Kelvin.
What about from Portal, you know, Still Alive?
It's okay. It's overplayed. Actually,
it is overplayed.
Sarah just mentioned Legend of Zelda. There's a pretty cool like thing online. It's like a mashup. It's called Ocarina of Rhyme, where it uses the Ocarina of Time backing track. And like rap music over the top of it. It's really cool.
You know what I would have chosen?
What?
Although it's not my favorite game. Super Smash music.
It's pretty sexy. Yeah. It's quite. Oh, actually, there's a track on Smash Brothers that's really cool. It's not actually from Smash Brothers. It's a remix of it. It's called Gourmet Race. It's like a Kirby soundtrack.
But I'm not talking about like the character soundtracks because they're from other games, but like the whole, you know.
Oh, like the menu screen or something.
Yeah, that the main soundtrack, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't say Super Smash characters because it's so many different games.
Yeah.
Anyway, number six, Sylvie Tran. Is that Chris's sister or something? Anyway, if you're going to be shipped somewhere, would you rather be cushioned with bubble wrap or peanuts?
Oh, I could eat the peanuts, but it might be uncomfortable.
No, ship packaging peanuts, you idiot.
What? Oh, I get what you mean. I thought you meant actual peanuts.
You know the little foams that are shaped like peanuts?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I guess I could still eat them.
Oh,
God, David. No, I'd have to go for the bubble wrap.
So you can pop them?
Yeah.
What happens if you pop all of them and, like, you fall or something and the bubbles are all gone and you just, like, hit your head against something?
Then I hit my head and cry for a while. That's it. There's nothing much to say.
Interesting. Dude, I can't believe you thought of actual peanuts being... ships with peanuts. Oh, God, Tom.
I don't know. I don't know why that didn't cross my mind either. Like, peanuts? That sounds like a weird suggestion.
Anyway, that's it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, besides for that little peanut comment, you got 94, so I win this week.
What? What the? How are you scoring this?
I don't know, dude. It just happens.
Okay.
Anyway, guess what time it is, Tom?
Puzzler time?
Yeah.
I just have to scroll a bit.
Alright, you didn't read the speech yet, right? So I'm going to read it to you so you can get it, since you actually live in Europe. All right.
Okay. What happens if I actually get it and just say it?
You don't say it. That's the point of people sending in the... Anyway, okay. You can't Google this one this time around. I actually made it Googleable last week on purpose, but you won't be able to Google it. If you do Google it, you'll get a bunch of World War II random crap that doesn't relate to anything. Yeah. Anyway, John Johnson, right? That's a good name. John Johnson is a British spy in Germany during World War II. He had a German father and an English mother, so he was perfect for the job. He had great knowledge of the German way of life. He was always careful not to give himself away and never made a false move. As the years passed and the war was tipping towards the Allies, he became encouraged and joyful that he would soon be able to return to his home in England. One day in Berlin, he was daydreaming about his return to England. He was standing on the sidewalk ready to cross the street when he felt a hand on his shoulder and a gun in his ribs. He's been found out. Oh, no. How did the Germans know?
I have some ideas, but I'm not going to say anything. Just in case.
Anyway, if you think you know... send the answer to cubepuzzler@gmail.com, right? cubepuzzler@gmail.com, and we'll randomly choose an answer for the next show, and you can get some possible Lubik stuff and maybe a CubeCast t-shirt and other stuff that, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Or you could also submit it via the website, go into the section, and if you want to read the Puzzler question again, you can go there as well in the Puzzler page. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool. So, Tom, what do you think? Do you think you would know, huh?
I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly, but I have a roundabout idea.
You should tell me. What do you think? I'll bleep it out. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll bleep all that out.
Nice.
Yep. Anyway, yeah, that's it for the show. Oh, gosh, we're slow right now.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done it, but, we're still gonna keep, since it was delayed, we're still gonna keep with the normal schedule. We're gonna have an episode next week, since we kind of delayed it a couple days here and there. So look forward to the next episode. It's gonna be Patrick Kelly, a.k.a. the owner of speedsolving.com.
PJK.
And, yeah, PJK. He's also the holder for the most posts, I guess, from any member. which is a lot, a couple thousand.
No, he isn't. Arnold Van Halen is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. He's definitely top three, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Nice research.
Yeah, okay, yeah, awesome. Dude, we're always accurate on the show, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
About everything.
About everything. The website cubecastpodcast.com, go there for all the episodes, puzzler stuff, everything's there. You know, you can read about Tom and I. It's going to be fun. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can actually search us on iTunes now if you go to Cubecast Podcast. Leave a review. I know we're going to read it on the show. Cool stuff. And, yeah, we're official on iTunes. That's pretty sexy. Send in your quick fire questions to on the website. And, yeah. God, I'm so confused right now. Oh, yeah. Send in your quick fire questions so we can read it on the show. If you have any quick fire questions for Patrick Kelly, send them in. And donations. Actually, it's coming around that time of the month where we need to pay for the website hosting. And I have no cash in my wallet. So I might have to like put the website down for a couple days if I don't have any money.
Yeah. That time of the month.
That time of the month. Yeah. Anyway, if you can actually send us anything, any amount of money is awesome if you think the show is worth contributing to, and keep the show going for the next month or so or whatever.
Yeah, especially if it's like £1 billion.
And it also pays for the shipping costs for sending out the puzzler prizes.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Anyway, I think that's it for the show.
Cool, cool.
What a weird episode, man.
Yeah, I know.
Such like, a weird episode.
We've started and stopped so many times.
Yeah, we apologize for that. That was all Tom's fault and Waffle's fault.
What?
Huh? Anyway, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Catch you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
In the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Waffle, what's going on, man? How you been?
It's been great.
Okay.
Dandy.
I won't tell the number of cases, but I think it's very wrong.
What is it?
18 million.
Okay.
That's definitely wrong.
Wait, what would you say? What'd you say? For PLO cases?
18 million. But wait, no, I understand why that's wrong now.